Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
The massive electric power outage in Texas brought on by extreme winter weather has started a blame game, with elected officials pointing the finger at renewable energy resources and green energy policies. Renewables only supply about 20% of Texas electricity. Power has been restored to nearly 2 million homes across Texas. There continues to be approximately 325,000 Texas homes without power Friday morning. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, defended taking a family vacation to Cancun, Mexico, after critics accused him of abandoning his constituents at the height of a catastrophic winter.
Whether the decision to go was tone deaf, look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad.
Mr. Cruz is a senator and not a first responder, and all issues regarding the state are being handled by the governor. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Fauci says teachers should be a priority for the COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says teachers should no doubt be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccine.
But I think to say that you're not going to open up schools until every single one of the teachers get vaccinated, namely making it a sine qua non of opening, I don't think that we can go there. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to get the schools open.
Fauci continuing by saying the focus should be on reopening schools and creating a safe environment there amid the coronavirus pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Bob Dole, the former Kansas senator and 1996 Republican presidential nominee, announced on Thursday that he has stage 4 lung cancer. In a statement, Mr. Dole said his first treatment will begin on Monday. Dole recognized he certainly has some hurdles ahead, but added he joins millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We got to save more!
Prince Marky D, one-third of the famous 80s hip-hop group The Fat Boys, has died suddenly on Thursday in Miami, Florida. A cause of death is pending. Prince Marky D was 52 years old. The fastest rover ever has landed safely in a crater on Mars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
After a seven-month, 292-million-mile journey, NASA's fastest and best-equipped rover ever, Perseverance, touched down safely on Mars.
It's amazing, and I want to start by congratulating the NASA workforce and our contractors, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, all of the partners that helped put this together. What an amazing day for NASA and for the United States. Your level of excitement, Neil, is palpable, and I hope all of America feels that same way.
Former NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstine speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The astrobiology rover was first announced by NASA in December of 2012. The Perseverance rover's design was derived from the Curiosity rover, and it uses many components already fabricated and tested in addition to new scientific instruments and a core drill. The rover also boasts 19 cameras and 2 microphones, allowing for audio recording of the Martian environment. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We never thought it'd be easy, did we? You know, like JFK said, we do it because it is hard. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. We've got the political science professor, the one and only Dr. Wilfred Riley with us right now. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Happy to be back on the show.
Hey, before we get into, you know, your latest tweet, which I thought was, you know, I said, oh, we got to talk about this. You know, we have some breaking news coming out regarding, you know, the George Floyd situation, the matter. You've got 3 of the 4 former Minneapolis police officers who were charged in the death of George Floyd. It set off a summer of rage, destruction, mayhem, and chaos, basically in Democratic-run cities across the country. They're asking to have their clients' cases dismissed, arguing that the prosecutors leaked information about plea deals in the works to the press. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see this end with none of the officers convicted, honestly. Yeah. I mean, there are people in the audience who'll be happy about that. People in the audience will be upset about that. But from the beginning, this was a different situation than what it was presented as being, right? I mean, the idea was there's a white supremacist murder of George Floyd. Now, obviously, the George Floyd video is terrible to watch. If your department protocol is we're going to use a rear knee neck hold on a guy if he's right. behaving a little frenziedly for 8 minutes, we need to change that protocol. But, I mean, the reality is you had either 2 or 3 men of color in that group of cops. I mean, you had a Laotian guy, you had a Hispanic and Korean guy. One of the other officers may have been interracial. Let's assume he's just a white guy. And then you had Chauvin. So I don't really think there's an element of intense racism there if you go through the whole transcript, which lasts roughly an hour. I don't think that – I mean, there's also obviously the medical examiner's report, which came out and said that there's an overdose-level amount – those are the words – of fentanyl in Mr. Floyd's bloodstream. He's also on methamphetamine. Right. So I think we all knew what the defense was going to be. And there have been rumors because, I mean, I teach in criminal justice as well, law enforcement context. There have been rumors that the prosecutors have been the source of this information to the press for a while. Mm-hmm. So when you put all this together, I mean, there's an obvious defense, which is that Floyd – quite possibly would have overdeed with or without a fight with the police when you look at what prosecution is doing. I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys let go. And then the question, of course, becomes what happened again in Minneapolis? I mean, where they burnt down a police station the last time something like this occurred.
Right, exactly. Well, and this has been the big problem with the irresponsibility of the mainstream media and how this has been hyped up in such a degree that we can't have a moment of reason to be able to have this conversation. And this is the problem when you're dealing with emotion versus reason. And if emotion is controlling the conversation, you kind of touched on this, and you have been touching on this a little bit in your tweets, which I think is really important, because we need to see what we're doing, you know, to one another and this country, because we're letting emotion be the rule of the day.
Yeah, I mean, so right now there's a huge amount of criticism of conservative media from kind of center sources like The Atlantic, Reason, arguing that quote-unquote conspiracy theories about the election were promoted. We went back and forth last time about it. You know, is there any evidence for that one? Not. I think moving on to the left-wing press, there's considerably more evidence that these sort of very broad conspiratorial ideas about race, black people are being denied the COVID vaccine, was something that ran for the past couple of weeks, mm-hmm. are given very free rein. And, yeah, that obviously has some effect, some influence. So if you're a mainstream publication, say the NY Times, and you don't want your readers to think that you're racially insensitive, I mean, there are things you're very often going to do, leaving out the race and even the names of criminal suspects from crime stories, for example, I think is something we all notice. Mm-hmm. And with George Floyd, there was a great deal of this. I haven't seen a truly major newspaper above the Chicago Tribune level, let's say, run that story about how Floyd quite possibly overdosed on fentanyl. Mm-hmm. That doesn't excuse police brutality, anything like that.
Right.
But obviously, if you ignore that, and if there's a jury that hears that entire story, and if you're the press and you still don't report that story after the jury acquits, yeah, you're going to see some rioting, you're going to see some
exactly.
fighting, you're going to see black men and police officers killing one another. You're going to see a death toll of more than one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, this is the thing, you know, with what happened, for example, on January the 6th at the Capitol, all they want to talk about is that carved out particular moment in time instead of all the things. And I thought that during the impeachment, some of this start to, you know, begin to come out in terms of the rhetoric on we'll say both sides. OK, just to keep it fair and in a sense and to say that. But particularly from the left, and during this summer of love, in these mostly peaceful riots with buildings burning and businesses being burnt down and people losing their jobs and over $3 billion, I think it's been estimated, of damage, all this occurring, and George Floyd was the lightning rod for all this. And so here, all they want to talk about is what happened on January the 6th and the speech from President Trump. And now, ever so slowly, we're starting to get more details about who the players were in that January 6th riot.
Yeah, the Capitol riots are another example of this. There's a good piece by Glenn Greenwald, who's on the left, who's probably one of the top five real journalists in America, that looks at the Capitol riot, and it's called something like The Lies Around the Capitol Riot. People should look it up. But, I mean, he makes the point that obviously, again, rioting is bad. If you riot, you're a disgusting thug.
Right.
If you break into Congress and sit at Nancy Pelosi's desk smoking a cigar, you're going to get at least a year inside. That's how the law works. But many of the major claims that were made about the Capitol riot early on, for example, Republican fighters put pipe bombs outside the DNC and the RNC, have turned out to be completely untrue. We now don't know who placed the pipe bombs there. There had been consistent rioting mostly on the left in D.C. for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pull up images right now. It turned out that happened at least a day before the riot.
Right.
Could have been on the right, could have been on the left. Could have just been a nut, which is my default when someone starts shooting at people they don't know, by the way. That guy's crazy.
Right.
The officer, Officer Sicknick, heroic officer, but I mean, the original claim, if you remember this, was that he'd been beaten with fire extinguisher.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, knocked out with an extinguisher. They hit him with an American flag. He died. It turns out that Sicknick was involved in the fighting, did so well, by all accounts. He was hit by a fire extinguisher. He's wearing a $1,000 Mylar helmet. He went home, texted with his family that night, seemed to be fine, and essentially had a stroke the next day. That's quite possibly due to exposure to bear mace or one of the chemicals that was used that day, but both sides were using those, and that's not something anyone would have medically predicted. Still bad, but I mean, not the police murder it was presented as, and so on down the line. As the zip tie dude turned out to pick those off the table in the Capitol, the person who admitted that was his own prosecutor, so there weren't people showing up with this coherent plan to grab AOC. Oh, it turns out AOC was in another building. So again, some of the rioters are going to do jail time, but the issue, a separate issue from is rioting bad, is the media generally, one, sensationalist, and two, left slanted, and presenting us with a whole bunch of BS? And the answer to that question is yes.
Yes. It seems quite obvious. And here we have a president on Inauguration Day says his administration is going to be about unity. Boy, I'll tell you, man, that's like... That's like getting our country back on track. It's a difficult thing to do, no doubt, especially when there's only so much you can do. You can lead by example, but unity is going to happen in the hearts of men, and we have to give them a reason to search their hearts.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, as we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after. Our conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And speaking of his book, Taboo, I'll tell you, the scholarship in your book and the research, Dr. Riley, is awesome. I mean, I have gone to your book and referenced it. I mean, it's dog-eared because of use. And, you know, in fact, I'm on my second book because sometimes people, I let them in my office and they, oh, yeah. And suddenly that book disappears. So, you know, it's like, well, look it, let me buy one for you. Don't take my book because I got it all dog-eared and I know, you know, what pages I'm familiar with. But one of the things you were tweeting about that I wanted to bring to the forefront here of our discussion is the fact that discrimination exists against everyone. And when I read that tweet, I thought, not only against everyone, but in everyone.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, that's one of those things that's almost at the level of sin. Like, I don't think there's anyone that has no prejudices against women or against people from nations we fought wars with, something like that. I think racism is just a human vice. Mm-hmm. But the basis of the tweet was that I was interested in how much discrimination there was against blacks today, using a real measure, not, you know, the implicit bias test of the witchness of the wherefores. But actually, I went to the Pew data site. And I pulled up what's called the work for, vote for question, which I think is a good measure of practical, especially among males, like practical racism. Would you have a, you know, boss of blank group? Would you hire someone of blank group? Would you vote for someone of blank group? And it turns out racism against blacks is like 8 to 10%. They're still a good chunk of people that are prejudiced against African Americans. Okay, that's bad. But I didn't stop there. I scrolled through the rest of the site. And I mean, if you go just down these charts, I mean, if you just Google, attitudes toward non-traditional candidates, you'll find at least the vote for stuff. Catholics, 7% prejudice. Women, 9% prejudice. Hispanics, 10% prejudice. And then you get into, like, smaller groups. We're not talking about, like, middle-class black or Mexican guys. We're talking about niche populations. I mean, Mormons, 19% strong bias, wouldn't work for, vote for. Arabs, 38%. So the point is pretty much that obviously, bias against black people is bad, but the same level of bias exists against a large number of groups, gay people, and it doesn't necessarily have all that much to do with things that we look at, like what are test scores looking like this year?
Right. Yeah, I think some of this has to just to do with, you know, experiential preference or innate preference and that sort of thing. But I'm curious, even though, you know, we look at prejudice against blacks being at 8%, I'd be curious to see how that has gone down, because I suspect that that has gone down. You know, probably if you were to look at it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I mean, look what's happened. I mean, we elected a president, black athletes involved in our entertainment fields to an incredible measure. For me, I look at that number and I say, okay, but I'd like to see what happened, you know, what it was like, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And, because I see us progressing in a positive movement. I mean, are we going to eradicate all prejudice and discrimination? I don't, you know, it's not going to happen because of what you just said. Whether you call it sin or the human condition, it exists and it will be there. And, you know, that is something that has to be tackled on an individual basis. That's why I believe that some of the aspirational, you know, rhetoric that comes from, you know, Joe Biden and all politicians is that it's so much out of their control, because it is in the hearts of every man and woman.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the short answer to your question is, yeah, racism's gotten a lot better. I mean, so one of the things that tends to be ignored on the modern left is that the civil rights movement in the USA was a victory. We can argue that there's still some very subtle prejudice. Both whites and blacks prefer to live in neighborhoods that are majority white or black, and that could, you know, affect the money that flows into the schools. I mean, you could talk about this subtle, like, third and fourth level removed racism, but I mean, in 1954, we desegregated the country by law. I mean, in 1964, we made discrimination illegal by law. If I own a barbecue restaurant, I can't refuse to serve whites or Hispanics or Asians or anybody else, blacks if I were white. Since 1967, we've had pro-minority affirmative action. Blacks, Latinos, that initially included Asians. So you can debate about whether that counters the racism we have left totally, but there's no denying that this is real or pretending that this wasn't a massive change. That's crazy. So, yeah, when we look at racism, I mean, up through the mid-1970s, there was a question on these kind of Pew and Gallup polls that literally just read, do you support segregation? Mm-hmm. And about 50% of whites, about 40% of blacks did. Like, if you walked in the other group's neighborhood in Chicago, black, whites, Italians, whatever, like, you might be beaten by a crowd of kids. Right. So we've dramatically moved past that. And it's important to recognize that. When you get down to that 8%, that 5%, I think there you're getting into the question of, like, the poor will be ever with us. Like, are you going to fix that?
Yes, right.
How many resources are you going to spend on that?
Right. Well, we've already spent, near $30 trillion on the war on poverty, and how well have we done with that? The other thing I'm increasingly concerned about is this conversation about reparations. I mean, with all the things that we're dealing with, you know, Congress says, wait a minute, we've got to do this study on reparations for slavery. Of course, Joe Biden, the administration, wants to include Native Americans in this. This is going to be an interesting deal, because here we are looking at numbers that seem to be moving, I believe, in a positive direction. Are we going to create, additional pressure on the racial divide and make things worse in America now that we're talking about? Because this almost seems unsolvable, because once you go down that road of reparations, it's never enough. And then how do you answer that question? Well, who gets reparations? And here you are asking people who didn't own slaves to pay for, pay to people that weren't necessarily slaves, but only by color defined as people that should be receiving the reparations. And I like what Gary Bauer had to say. As you know, Barack Obama's ancestors owned slaves. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting phone call that Biden makes to his former partner there in the Oval Office, the former President Barack, saying, hey, I got good news and bad news. Good news is reparations passed. The bad news is you owe us some money.
Well, reparations is an interesting idea. So, I mean, first of all, hopefully no one's going to be offended by the terms I use for these groups, but if Indians are included, I don't see how you could leave out Mexicans or Irishmen. I mean, like,
right.
you're going a little past black slaves with that one, Uncle Joe.
Right.
That is a very valid point, though. I mean, obviously, Hispanic Americans, if you look at PNG or the Bracero program, were absolutely abused in the USA.
Right.
So were Irish
exactly.
people. We often forget this, but I mean, that was the majority of the indentured servants, slaved for 23 years, that no Irish need apply. So if you're going to just say, if you were abused in this country, we're going to give you some money. I mean, I have bad news for you about women and Jews and so on. I mean, that's not a reliable standard. But, like, just focusing on black people, or there's at least something of a case.
Mm-hmm.
Not that natives were not horribly abused, not that they didn't fight very bravely. So, I mean, the 40 acres and a meal was promised to slaves. Even looking there, like, all the problems that you mentioned come up. Like, who's black? Like, am I? Genetically, I'm like 40% black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be kind of annoyed if you told me I'm not white.
Mm-hmm.
Who pays? The average white immigrant's ancestors came here from Italy in like 1910. Who's next? We already see Mr. Biden trying to add Indians, perhaps Hispanics. I mean, so there are a lot of issues with any real reparations bill. The one thing I'll say about reparations is we can't have reparations and affirmative action and all the stuff we have now, which is intended to repair.
Mm-hmm.
If reparations ever passes, which I'll just say on the record I think would be a mistake, that has to be it. We have to give the value of 40 acres and a mule, which would be something like $50,000, to each head of household, and then move on. You can't just give people $50,000 worth of stock and then continue to prefer them or prefer us as oppressed. I mean,
right.
Down that path lies civil war.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is getting to that point, that's what Gary Bauer points out, is that, kind of like the war on poverty, you start scratching an itch that wasn't there, and, boy, you just create a bureaucratic mess here. Boy, I'll tell you, I think we're in for a bucket of gum and a lot of, a lot of emotions that are going to come out, and I don't know how to manage this. I don't know if we have enough therapists.
Yeah, well, we'll get some more probably if this happens. One thing we'll also get is some new black people identifying for the, you know, Italian and Puerto Rican and so on communities.
If we're hey, people of color. Perfect. Hey, that's all in it. Dr. Wilfred Riley, we've got to leave it there. He's a political science professor at Kentucky State University. Get your hands on his book, Taboo. You will be blown away. Very fascinating. Good stuff. Dr. Riley, as always, appreciate it. Take care.
You too.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
The massive electric power outage in Texas brought on by extreme winter weather has started a blame game, with elected officials pointing the finger at renewable energy resources and green energy policies. Renewables only supply about 20% of Texas electricity. Power has been restored to nearly 2 million homes across Texas. There continues to be approximately 325,000 Texas homes without power Friday morning. Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, defended taking a family vacation to Cancun, Mexico, after critics accused him of abandoning his constituents at the height of a catastrophic winter.
Whether the decision to go was tone deaf, look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad.
Mr. Cruz is a senator and not a first responder, and all issues regarding the state are being handled by the governor. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. And if you're looking for answers on your money, he is America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan Goodman is with us. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, Bitcoin off the charts, over $50,000 now. Now, how would you like to be Stephen Thomas? Remember, he was the story that went viral, who lost his password. And at that point, we're talking $220 million now. I mean, we're probably $500 million and counting now with the rise of Bitcoin. And so he's got all this money out there in the blogosphere somewhere.
A lot of people lost their password in Bitcoin. That's a real tragedy. But Bitcoin has doubled in the last 2 months. It was 25,000, now it's over 50,000. I think it's going to go high. It's got tremendous momentum right now. So part of the reason why it's doing so well, Bill, is people are losing faith in foreign currency, all kinds of currencies. We're printing money like crazy, and around the world, central banks are printing money. We're going into huge amounts of debt, and so people worry about the value of currency. So Bitcoin's going to become a new gold to some extent.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the consequence on gold?
Gold has not done that well. Gold's been like $1,800 an ounce. It really hasn't been doing too much lately. All the action is in Bitcoin. And then it's also being used in real life. Last week, Elon Musk of Tesla said that he put $1.5 billion of his company's money into Bitcoin. That made it surge about $5,000 that day. Mm. And you're going to be able to buy your new Tesla
in
Bitcoin. So you have to save up. Although at $50,000 for Bitcoin, you're going to need maybe even one Bitcoin.
I was going to say, well, there's a dealer, I believe in Chicago, a Mercedes dealer, who's been dealing with, internet currency for a while. And the same thing. I mean, come in with one Bitcoin and go drive off on a new Mercedes, I guess.
Exactly. So it's really becoming part of real life. PayPal and others, eBay, you can buy and sell things with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And institutional desks and Wall Street are actually, buying and selling it all the time. So it's really taken off, and I think that's going to continue. So you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I've got a website at moneyanswers.com called Paxful, P-A-X-F-U-L, that allows people to actually buy and sell Bitcoin directly. So you can laugh at it, but a lot of people are making a lot of money out of it, and I think it's going much higher.
Well, and then, but like everything that goes up, there's a day of reconciliation that it could come down.
Well, it has. Remember, mm-hmm. 2017, it soared to 20,000 at the time, and then went down to 3,000, and it's gone from 3,000 to 50,000. So it's definitely volatile, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think these fundamental forces of losing faith in currencies is really why it's going to continue to go up around the world. This is not just a U.S. phenomenon by any means.
Exactly. Well, the stock market, people are a bit surprised. I mean, holding steady? I mean, are they just,
one record high after another. Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of expecting a fiscal stimulus of some kind, which would be, it could be at $1.9 trillion, it could be less than that, but it's going to be a stimulus to the economy. The Federal Reserve continues to pour out billions and billions of dollars into the economy. That goes to the markets for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then the vaccinations are happening. I mean, it's slow, but they are happening. And the market's looking beyond current economic malaise to when things reopen. So those are the reasons that are really pushing the market up much, much higher. And I think it's got a lot of momentum. Interest rates remain quite low.
Mm-hmm.
So as they say on Wall Street, it's Tina. There is no alternative.
Yes, right. Tina. Right. Well, and, real estate, still strong. I mean, with that low rates.
Not everywhere, but
yes.
In the suburbs it is. Mm-hmm. But in the cities, it's really, really hurting. I think it's going to continue to.
Mm-hmm.
People are moving out of the high-tax, high-crime, high-COVID cities into the suburbs where you got more space, you have lower taxes, better schools, and you don't have all the crime.
So you actually have schools that are open, shockingly.
No, they're starting to open.
Right. Well, but I mean, in red states, though, clearly there is a clear delineation between red and blue states when it comes to the handling of COVID. Those that are in red states are realizing, by comparison, more freedom than in blue states.
For sure. But I mean, the point is, in the long run, in the next few months, we're going to get a lot of the country vaccinated. That people will be able to get back to school, get back to work. But it's going to be a changed world from what we had before, Bill. People are going to work at home more, go to school more from home. Mm-hmm. And that's why office buildings are not where you want to be invested. I would say there's tremendous, too much office space out there, too much retail space. So even though we may get back to somewhat normal, it's going to be a different normal than we had before COVID.
Yeah. Well, like you said, people working out of their home, I think they've enjoyed this new opportunity to have, offices out of their own home and being able to manage the family a little bit, although it's been a little bit of a challenge having the kids home from school. Zoom has taken over our lives, but, nonetheless, people are realizing we do have to get, as much as we have to get, shots in arms, we have to get kids back in the classrooms.
We do. And they don't get the disease at all as much as adults do.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually it's been the teachers that have been reluctant, not the kids, but the parents.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the old teachers' unions come into play here. And,
correct.
And that's a bit. And on one hand, I mean, look at, I I had family members who were lifetime teachers, retired, and boy, I have a high regard for, you know, for teachers and, you know, what they're faced with. And, you know, the deal is that this is a bit of our own creation. I mean, the media and everybody have raised the fear level to such a degree, you almost can't, blame them for wanting to be, very, very precautious about, going back into the classroom to make sure that, that they can get back there safely.
Absolutely. So, but I'm just saying, on an economic point of view,
right,
it's going to happen. We just don't know when, but over the next 6 months, I think we could actually have a glut of vaccines in a few months.
Yeah. Right.
The private industry is really churning it out. Both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson is going to come soon, and the Pfizer. Right now, there's a shortage, but once private industry gets going, you could literally have a surplus, which would be a good thing. Now, not everybody's going to take it. I saw a recent poll. The 28% of Americans said that they don't want to take the vaccine, that they fear it.
Exactly.
But we're not going to get to 100% or anything close to it. And coronavirus is not disappearing, Bill. It may be suppressed,
no,
but it's not as though it's going away from the earth altogether, ever.
Oh, no. No, I agree with you. I believe in, what am I, a scientist? No, but from what I'm reading, I'm led to believe that, it's going to be around, and we will end up having to manage it in much the same way as we do the flu. Oh, by the way, I'm still looking for flu numbers. I'm not hearing anything about the flu. It's like, if you want the flu to go away, just bring in COVID, I guess.
Exactly. That's right. Flu still exists, indeed. But, with COVID, it's a new variant. It keeps mutating.
Yes.
And hopefully the vaccine will work on that. It's so interesting because in the real world, people are really hurting. There's food lines, small businesses are closing, places are empty. But on Wall Street, it's like we're on the biggest economic boon ever. It's a very strange disconnect between the two, I must say.
Exactly. Well, we got news that Rush Limbaugh has passed. What do you think in terms of the loss of Rush Limbaugh?
He was a giant in the radio industry that we're in.
Yes.
Some people say he personally revived AM radio to some extent.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yes.
And he got the Presidential Freedom Medal of Freedom. Mm-hmm. And he was a very, very strong advocate. And I don't think you're going to be able to replace Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well deserved. Yes, it was something that we had anticipated. The recent news was such that I read in it clearly that we were in the last days of Rush, and of course, here it is. And we go on to the next, like everything, another day, moving forward with and without. And in this case, as you say, I agree, a big loss to radio at large and particularly for conservatives. And we'll see what new voices. And I think that it could be a number of different voices that come in and fill that void.
I'm going to nominate you, Bill. I'm going to nominate you as the new Rush. How about that?
I'll tell you, far from that. I could not I could not tie his sandals. Let's put it that way. I mean, he's a giant among men. And much honored and appreciated, no doubt about it. Well, we'll leave it there. Jordan, how can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help you people. Get emails from them all the time, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome to the show. Good to have you here. For more info on the show, said show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. The plethora of, I'll tell you, we are so grateful to the many guests that come on, with our same heart, and that is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Hopefully, you are all the more blessed and enlarged as a result of the efforts here by the guests and by people that participate in bringing you the show. I mean, needless to say, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment, and we're grateful for it. I tell people all the time, they say, "How do you do this?" You know, because for every hour, that we do, that you hear in terms of 3 hours of airtime, we've got like 2 to 3 hours of prep time behind every hour like that. So it's, we're talking 9 hour days, which is amazing. Because even my wife says, this is crazy. You're supposed to be retired. I go, I can't. It's just not part of my, part of my vocabulary to be retired. And I got to tell you, I'm having more fun than I've ever had. And if you'd have told me 20 years ago, in fact, even 30 years ago, it was posed that because I'd been on the microphone early on in my broadcast career and then stepped away, as some of you may know. And I thought, well, from time to time it would come up, hey, what about have you ever thought about getting behind the microphone? And go, no, it's not even there. And keep in mind, in the early days, I was a program director of radio stations, and this was music radio, and a disc jockey, we can say, that, so I was a juvenile. And, you know, all of a sudden now to be in a situation where you're behind the microphone and, you know, talking about the things that matter in life, you know, like this, whether it's issues of faith. And for me, that's where my heart is, really, is it's issues of faith, because I believe in pursuing the truth. That's where truth comes from. You know, it's not relevant. It's not relative. It's not your truth, my truth. No, there's only the truth. And that's what we're all striving for, is to figure out what that, you know, what the truth is. And, you know, if you are a sojourner searching for truth, then I think we have common ground, and we can talk about it. We can exchange ideas, and we're all the better as a result of the exchange of ideas. As we were talking with Dr. Riley and Thomas Renz before, the attorney, that, you know, as Jordan Peterson says, you can be so ideologically fixed and so emotional about things that you render yourself, you know, he says stupid. And I know it's a harsh word. If my father heard me saying that, he'd, you know, knock me inside the head. That was just one of those revolting words he just resented. And you can tell how much he resented it. You know, and due respect, I only use that word because it was used by the author. But really, that's the bottom line. I mean, here we are, supposedly this enlightened society, and we got so many people graduating from universities, you know, top name schools and that, and they're coming out, and you go, whoa, what manner of education were you exposed to? You may have a degree, but you need to really the next part of it, the next part of your life, is to really magnify that degree. You know, take that degree, that experience that you had in the educational, you know, compounds, and now bring it to test in the real market to see what's going on. I'll tell you, you know, there's more to be discussed about this particular issue. But again, I just wanted to take this time to share with you my heart and what it's all about. And that hopefully, as a result of your exposure, no matter how you come across this radio station, this radio show, that you're all the better for it. And feel free to contact me if there's something that you take exception to and you want to participate in the conversation. By all means, let me know. You can do it at bill@billmartinezshow.com. Happy to hear from you. In fact, elated to hear from you. And, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, shout it out. Let me know what's going on. We're going to go to and talk with Robin Chambers now. She's the head of Focus on the Family's Option Ultrasound Program. And we're here to talk about, you know, Roe v. Wade and what would happen if, in fact, Roe v. Wade is overturned. Are you ready? Robin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's always great to be with you.
Wow. What a provocative question. You know, what if, and are we ready? I mean, here we are. We've got heads exploding right now just over some, you know, by comparison, you know, of minor consequence, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting the number of states that have either really aggressive abortion laws pending or restrictions pending right now. And I'm seeing lots and lots of activity around this. And first and foremost, your listeners, our constituency, those who call themselves Christ followers need to be on our knees for this issue right now.
Right. Well, and you're exactly right. And, you know, the thing that we have in our favor as opposed to what happened in 1973, people didn't know. And we had a culture that was conditioned to be very much geared to convenience, and that which was expedient. In our heart of hearts, I believe the culture was aware that abortion, you know, was a very complicated situation. And, you know, being pregnant brought us in the fast lane of responsibilities. And when you have and I think most people in this generation that were there at that time would agree that we were very self-centered. And when we were handed on a plate something that, you know, satiated that self-centered appetite, boy, it was ready-made, wasn't it?
Exactly.
If I can say that. Okay, so now here we are all these years later. And experience, as I say, and you hear me say from time to time, experience defines preference. And we have people now that have experienced and said, whoa, especially in light as you and I have talked about, because you operate the Option Ultrasound Program. So you're bringing the truth, the fundamental truth of abortion and life right before a person who's going to make this decision.
And it is changing hearts, it's changing minds, because they're realizing. But in addition to that, experientially, Robin, as you and I have discussed before, women particularly, some men in increasing numbers are starting to realize there's more to this, that it's not just some excess tissue where it's like a cancer and you're cutting it out. I mean, if that's the case, why am I carrying in my heart a grief of loss?
Oh, agreed. You know, and we hear from so many pregnancy centers that have received a grant from Focus and have gotten a machine from us, and they say it is life-altering. It's life-changing for both that woman and that man. And they said, you know, I literally have lost count of the number of women who said, oh, that's a baby. They lied to me. They lied to me. They being the abortion providers, those who feel like this is the right answer for our young women. And these young women are starting to realize they've been lied to. They have been tricked into thinking that this is just this easy procedure. And then they realize this is their child. And hearts are changed. Hearts are softened. And we know women choose life when exactly. they see that baby on that screen.
It's disgusting to me, Robin, that an institution and those that would support it think that this is acceptable. You know, and you have an organization that says they're so pro-women and they're so concerned about women. And the damage that they have done to women, to families, to our culture is immeasurable. It is absolutely horrific. 60 million plus abortions, you know, and counting, and God only knows how many others that we don't know about, and others now with abortifacients that can't even be figured into the calculus. This is incredible. It's heartbreaking, and my heart breaks for the women, and I say also an increasing number of men are realizing I got duped and I participated, and they're confessing, you know, they're confessing their sins to a loving God that says, look at me, I can handle it. You know, don't think it's irretrievable. You know, I sent my son to redeem you. And so come to me, let's reconcile this so that you don't have to carry the weight and anchor of this anchor and shame that goes along with it, the heartbreak that goes along with it. Yes, you know, the consequences of sin are always there. You know, that's, you can't deny that. But in the same case, that trumps that sin is the love of God, isn't it?
Amen. And I love how you're turning towards something that's so near and dear to my heart, the redemptive side of this. You know, like you said, you know, men and women are realizing that there's hope and there's healing, and it comes from a God who loves us, a God who sent his only son for us. We have a video on our website that is from one of our own leaders, Dr. Greg Smalley, and he participated in an abortion when he was in college. And it is heartbreaking to listen to him, but then there's also this redemptive side. And he makes a statement that has just stuck with me, and he said, life is always the best choice. Yeah. And there is a choice, but life is the best choice. And so that is one of the things I hang on to and we talk about so often, is that these young women do have choices, but let's get them the information and educate them to make the best choice.
And the women that have gone through this, whose hearts are breaking, who until the day they die will remember that child and imagine and wonder what could have been. To their grave, they will take this heartbreak with them. And their stories are so vital to this. And this is what's so disturbing to the Planned Parenthoods and the abortionist factory that runs rampant in America today. Because, you know, the truth hurts, Robin.
Yes, it does. But we know that truth is what saves our lives, right?
Amen. Amen. Above all. Well, Robin, how can people be in touch? And again, congratulations to you and Focus and all the great work you're doing, you know, giving these ultrasounds to these clinics and that. I know you do it because of partnership and because of our audience members, just like what we have, who are participating and co-laboring with you, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Just have them reach out to focusonthefamily.com.
Pay a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.